Thousands of South Koreans lined up to pay respects to their former leader, Roh Moo-hyun, as the nation was reeling from the shock of his apparent suicide. The 62-year-old president, out of office for 15 months, is believed to have jumped to his death from a cliff near his country home after being implicated in a corruption scandal. South Korea set up 31 altar sites throughout the country for citizens to pay their respects, and Prime Minister Han Sung-soo and cabinet members offered prayers to Roh. The former president's death was widely mourned in South Korea. It's really sad. I'm really sad, and he's a poor person. He was a very nice man. I'm heartbroken. I cannot say any more. North Korea's official media read out a condolence message from leader Kim Jong-il to Roh's family, but noted the scandal investigation. Kim Jong-il and Roh met in Pyongyang at a historic summit in October 2007, only the second summit of the states technically still at war. A public funeral is expected on Friday for Roh, a self-taught lawyer who rose from rural poverty to win the presidency, backed by a generation of students who fought for democracy in the 1980s. Pooja Barwani, Reuters.